marsh and a swamp are the same thing necessarily?
Or would you use them interchangeably?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't use them interchangeably. No.
What about some of the different types of soil that might be found in a field? What about the rich variety? What would you call it?
The various types of soil. Loam soil.
What's loam?
Loam is the rich soil.
What about a poor variety?
Sandy soil.
Sandy soil. Have you ever heard of any type of soil referred to as muck? Okay. If you had a piece of land that was a little bit swampy and you wanted to put it into cultivation, in order to get the water off, you'd have to do what?
Drain it.
Drain it? Mm-hmm. What would you call the thing that you dug to drain the swamp?
Canal.
The canal. Mm-hmm. I heard that call. Anything else?
Irrigation ditch.
Irrigation ditch. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, can you give me the names of some of the streams in the neighborhood or around this area?
Calibi Creek, Sandy Beach. We have another one called Bissimmon Creek. We have Bissimmon and Calibi and Sandy Beach.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything smaller than a creek? You say a creek. What is there any term that you would describe something maybe smaller than a creek?
Stream.
Anything smaller than that?
A glass of water.
Okay. What about larger than a creek?
Well, larger than a creek, you have a lake, a man-made lake, natural lake.
What about flowing water?
River.
River. Okay. What about something, I say a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide? What would you call that around the ocean?
Okay. A narrow bit of water that flows in with
in and out with the tide. You ever heard it called maybe an inlet?
Inlet, right.
Or maybe, have you ever heard it called a tidal stream?
I have heard of a tidal stream. I've heard of an inlet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water? A flowing stream of water might be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call something like that?
Canal.
Canal. Okay. Have you ever heard that called maybe a ravine?
No, I haven't. With water? No. Okay. Is it with water?
All right. What about if there's been a very heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out the place across the road or in a field? What would you call that?
Ditch.
Ditch.
Gully.
Gully. Okay. What would you call a very small rise in the land?
Well, I use the term elevation so much. The only thing I guess I would call elevation, hill.
A hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about something very, very much larger than a hill?
Mountain.
What about, have you ever heard that's a what? You turn the door?
No.
Have you ever heard that word used in the context of being a...
The knob of a hill.
What is that?
I heard it, well, the knob. I don't know if I heard it called the knob. I heard, well, no. I don't think I have.
Okay. What about if you're up in the mountains, the place where the road would go across in a low place, what would you call that?
Valley.
The valley? Okay. Have you ever heard that called a notch or a gap?
I don't use none. That term I don't use.